Well, welcome everybody. Another fantastic episode of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Darren Saul here, your host. Hope everybody's doing well, keeping busy. And I've got a marvelous guest in the studio today. His name is Mark Grant. How you doing, Mark?
I'm excellent, thanks. How are you, Darren?
I'm very well, mate.
And excellent. Mark, oh, to be.
Absolutely, fantastic. Now, for everybody out there, Mark is going to be chatting and enlightening us on this very interesting topic of payment solutions that allow you to earn more money by paying less. And this is an area that I'm fascinated about because I have no idea about all the different solutions and products out there. So Mark is the master, and I'm looking forward to learning more and more about it. But before that, I thought I'd give a little intro into who Mark is and what he's been up to. So Mark Grant has been over 25 years in banking and finance, previously assisting small and medium-sized businesses with their payment solutions. 4 years ago, Costless Payment Solutions was born. This has now resulted in Mark being able to provide the same solutions, FPOS, direct debiting, and loads more, which I'm sure he's going to explain, with no fees for business, club, or association. So there is no time like the present to address the issue of rising business costs and reducing profits. So Mark, welcome, my friend.
Thank you very much, Darren. Yeah, thank you for the kind introduction.
Ah, my pleasure, mate. But tell us a bit about you and how's everything going and what's been happening.
Yeah, look, thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your podcast today. COVID is a very interesting time, I suppose. None of us have ever been there before in our lifetimes, and I sincerely hope we don't face it any other time in our lifetime either.
I agree with
you. It's certainly been a challenge for a lot of people in business, but I suppose what it's done for me, it's really invigorated my business because, and the reason why is because business people have got a little bit more time to think.
Yep.
They're in a sort of a planning concept now into what they're thinking, how post-COVID is going to look for them.
Yep.
And they're starting to address, you know, those issues that they really haven't had time to address before.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately for me, one of the things they like to address is bank fees.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was in my former banking role, you'd go to a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon. You'd have a quiet drink with your friends, and no matter where you were, bank fees would come up and you'd be looking for a hole to crawl into.
Bank fees and telco fees seem to be the common
denominator
at barbecues.
Yeah, they do. It's funny you mention that because I suppose with the deregulation of so many industries in Australia over the last 5 to 10 years, that there's independent players in the marketplace, both in what I do and also in the telco space as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
Makes it very much a little bit more of a level playing field for, you know, the consumer, which is all for that.
Fantastic. So, mate, like, I'm fascinated by this subject because I don't know much about it. And even just the other day, I had to organize some, just a little add-on, you know, payment solution for invoicing. And I ended up doing lots of research. I was totally confused. So I should have rung you. But I ended up just putting a little, I use MYOB Essentials in the cloud.
Oh, yes, sure.
And they allowed me to put a little extra solution for allowing payment by credit card and that kind of thing, which was pretty easy. But I couldn't believe how many different solutions and options there are out there, depending on how big you are. And so I'd love to get into more of that. So maybe give us a little high level into how this world works and what solutions and products are actually out there.
Yeah, look, in my world, a lot of people ask me, why did you leave a corporate banking role where you're getting a set income every fortnight and so forth?
Yep.
Life's pretty cushy. Reason is, Darren, I had a light bulb moment.
Right.
And that moment was when I became disheartened with the whole banking model in continually taking fees and charges from businesses, clubs and associations. So I threw the cat amongst the pigeons. No disrespect to cat lovers or pigeon lovers. But really what I decided I had to leave because I just wasn't comfortable in doing that any longer.
Yep.
So I was going to take 6 months off to detox. So some 3 years later, Mark was still detoxing because he had no work. I couldn't get work at all in my skill set. So there's no such thing as age discrimination in our country. I believe that. Not. Anyway, so what actually happened is the sort of planets aligned somewhat. So in September 2017, the federal government brought into place a law. Now, this law is called the surcharge law. Now, when you mention surcharge law to some people say, I've got a bad taste in my mouth. Surcharge, don't like.
Surcharge law.
Yeah. So what actually happened is when that law came into play, as I said, my planets aligned. I thought, aha, this is what I've been looking for. And what I mean by that is I then, when I left my previous employer, I won't mention who it was, I always had in my mind there must be a better way to handle the fee side of transactions in a business.
Yep.
So when the surcharge law was brought into being, I thought, bingo, here's what I've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. So what I've since designed is predominantly four products. They being FPOS, direct debiting,
yep,
a payment solution in Xero accounting software, and online payment gateways.
Great.
So what I've done is, and I'll talk more about those in a moment, but what I've done is I've designed them in a way that if a business meets a business club or association, I should say, meets certain spending requirements within those products,
yep,
and decide to on forward the transaction cost to their consumer,
mm-hmm,
those products are fee-free to their business club or association. No right. fees.
Wow, no fees at all. Fantastic.
Yeah, so I might just, for instance, just mention, you know, the first one I've got on my list here, FPOS terminal.
Yeah.
So with it, I'm just going to use a very, very rough example. But let me say that you have a business in, let's pick Sydney as an example.
Yep.
And you have let's pick a restaurant just off the top of my head.
Perfect.
And you have one of my FPOS terminals in your restaurant. Someone has come to pay for their lunch of $100 and they're paying with their MasterCard or Visa.
Mm-hmm.
This terminal that I provide will actually be able to determine the card that's being used for payment. So in other words, what it will do, it will charge that MasterCard or Visa a total of $102.
Right.
So the $100 will go to the restaurateur for the lunch or dinner. The $2, or $1.98 if I want to be precise, comes to me. And out of that $1.98, I take the responsibility of paying the bank transaction fees, the IT costs, a small rental on the machine and everything. So I'm taking the whole fee reliability away from the business. I'm passing on to the consumer, and that's how I actually do it.
Perfect. Fantastic.
So, yeah, a lot of people, Darren, as you probably know, I'm up here in Queensland. I have a lot of business people say to me up here in Queensland, I don't believe in surcharge. Well, it's funny you say that because I say to them, well, when was the last time you filled up your car? And they're looking at me very, very quizzed. What are you talking about, Mark? Well, here in Queensland, we have a fuel surcharge built into our fuel price.
Uh-huh.
So if you're driving a car, you can't escape surcharge here in Queensland.
That's right. There's probably loads of hidden surcharges that we don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly right, Darren. So true. And look, it comes a case where I have a lot of people in business say, Mark, I don't believe in surcharge. A lot of the time, Darren, why they don't believe in it is because they don't understand it. And they don't understand the benefit of it. Now, I have some people that come to me and say, Mark, I don't believe in it. And look, in this environment where you're facing reducing profits and increasing costs, you know, as sure as tomorrow is Thursday, you know, the banks at this present time, I'm told, are looking at increasing their costs again for these solutions that I provide. So if you're a business owner with a solution issued by the bank, well, that increased cost could be increasing again. So you're in a bit of a quandary. What do you do? Mm-hmm. You increase the sale price of your goods and services. And most people will say, well, if I do that, I'm going to lose business.
Yep.
You possibly could. But if you don't, are you going to be happy to keep going home each week or fortnight with less profit than what you do now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're in a catch-22. So what these solutions that I provide do is enable you to retain your cost of goods or services at that standard level of sale.
Fantastic.
But legally pass on these costs back to the consumer.
Awesome. And obviously you're kind of like a reseller of different products or different banking products, but you do it, you know, independently.
Yeah, pretty good example. Yeah, absolutely, Darren. So I've been hands-on in designing these four products that I offer.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, well, it sort of came with, you know, the knowledge I've got of the 20-odd years in banking and finance. I've used that to ingrain it. But what I will mention to a lot of people out there that may be listening to your podcast is that there are a lot of businesses, for instance, that pass on their own private surcharge. Now, as far as the law goes, you are able to do so. Mm-hmm. No issue at all. However, you've got to be very, very careful, because if you don't pass on the right surcharge yourself, you're liable for fines of up to $126,000. That's what the law states.
Oh, wow.
So I might just use an FPOS terminal again as an example for you.
Yeah.
And this is a real-life example that I came across in Brisbane some 7 months ago. So I walked into a independent hardware store, and I was buying $100 worth of some product from them, paying with my MasterCard, and they wanted to charge me a 3% surcharge. So being in the industry I am, I thought, no, that can't be right. That's very, very astronomical, very high.
Yeah.
So cut a long story short, I had some cash in my wallet, you know, that folding stuff that not many people have. Yeah. So I was able to pay for it using the cash. And I was able to have an interview with the business owner some weeks later. And he had his terminal with Westpac. And this is, I'm not attacking this business owner in any shape or form, but in my business, this sort of understanding is quite common across our country. So this particular business owner had his FPOS with Westpac, and no disrespect to Westpac. And he was being charged by Westpac each month 1% for people using FPOS cards, 2% for MasterCard and Visa, and 3% for Amex. Now, in his own belief, he thought that he was able to charge everyone paying by card 3%. However, the law states that if you're going to pass on your own private surcharge, you have to pass on the lowest cost denominator, which would be 1%.
I see.
So as the conversation proceeded, I pointed out to him that if he continued to pass on 3%, he could face $126,000 fine.
Wow.
And consequently, if he decided to pass on his own private surcharge, which he's allowed to do at 1%, he's going to go out the back door very quickly, because Westpac will continue to charge him 3% for Amex cards and 2% for MasterCard or Visa.
Right.
So at the end of the day, he saw the solution of mine being what he needed, and that we're able to pass on the actual cost relative to the type of card being used for payment.
Beautiful. So in other words, you know, it's more tailored, and then the vendor is less out of pocket because they can't pass on the full cost.
Yeah. The law states for anyone who's got their own private surcharge, the law is very, very specific, and it states that a business club or association cannot profit from a surcharge payment.
Wow, interesting.
And not at all. And if anyone out there is profiting from it now, be very, very careful, because I know for a fact now, even during COVID, there are investigators out there looking at this as I speak.
Wow, fascinating. I mean, obviously there's so much documentation and red tape that you understand, you know, the whole process behind it.
Yeah, I do, Darren. And I take that personally too, because this is my first foray into running a business, but in my previous life, assisting small, medium and large businesses with their banking solutions, I understand what time is to a business owner. Mm. I understand what red tape is to a business owner.
Yep.
And I understand that they just need things done like now, not exactly yesterday.
Yep, absolutely. So I'd love to know, for the audience out there, if they're looking to start going down the track of implementing some type of solution,
yep,
how do they start thinking about or going about what solution they need? What questions do they need to ask themselves, or what information do they need to bring to somebody?
Excellent question. Thank you, Darren. I would think that what they've already done is talked to their business coach and or accountant. Mm-hmm. Let's use an example of setting up a an independent hardware store.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just use that as an example. I don't think you would, competing with Bunnings, but anyway, let's move on. So really, they have to look at this sort of the whole business model, and things that they would start to think of is, okay, how are we going to sell our goods? Are we going to have a shop front?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, we are going to have a shop front. So how are we going to accept card payments at our shop front? Mm-hmm. Do we want something that is where we are not going to be having to concern ourselves about bank fees, as an example?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a case where they want to have something that's clean and concise? Also, and this is probably something that it's pretty important to listeners right around Australia, I'll use this as a specific example, and it's no disrespect to Woolworths. What's very, very important, our country is vast, as we all know, and I don't know if many listeners know that back in November last year, Woolworths had an outage on their FPOS terminals on a Thursday afternoon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, and the reason why they had an outage was that their terminals are programmed into the Telstra data signal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, unfortunately for Telstra, they had an outage all Thursday afternoon. So on this particular afternoon, you have people in Woolworths supermarkets across Australia wanting to pay with their cards and unable to do so.
No way.
So what was important to me is, in developing my FPOS solution, that I could guarantee 100% reliability.
Yep.
So what my terminal has as a point of difference, it has a roaming SIM card, which enables, if for instance Telstra's not available, that the FPOS terminal will automatically search the strongest signal in the atmosphere. So I've actually got people using my terminals out in remote areas like the Alice Springs, Northern Territory, Dubbo, as an example, and they're reporting no outages at all. And that's what's important. You work hard for your money. Someone wants to pay you there and then. You need to collect it there and then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I would, just have those sort of thoughts from a perspective understanding what would work for you and how it would work. Well, that's probably where I'd come into it. And I'm always always open to talking to people.
Right.
And giving them advice. For instance, if someone came to me with an existing FPOS terminal, if I couldn't demonstrate a saving to them, I would say, right, Darren, as an example, you're better off staying with what you have now.
Yep. Gotcha.
Because ultimately, what drives me, Darren, is my belief that if I can save a business person money on their payment solutions, it's going somewhat towards easing crippling cost of living pressures in our country.
Definitely, definitely. So I suppose there's loads of different things to consider, and it's very subjective and a personal journey. So it probably would be good to have a chat with someone like you, you know, one-on-one, so people really understand what options they have for their style of business and what they have as their roadmap for their business as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Darren. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, so whether it be a restaurant that someone's looking at opening, whether it be an accounting practice, whether it be a gymnasium, whether it be a medical center, whether it be a medical specialist, whether it be a sports club, a convenience store, and the list goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose it depends, because I mean, for me, for example, I didn't want to set up any terminals or anything like that, because I do everything, you know, remotely and virtually. So I just wanted a facility. So, and you do something like that as well, don't you? Like you just attach.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I work. I work exclusively with Xero accounting software.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so in short, what I do with Xero is I work on the back end of a client's Xero application.
Yep.
And I provide a pay now tab on the top left of their invoice.
Bingo. Yep.
So when they email that invoice out, the client, if they're sending the invoice to you per se, you click on the pay now tab once you receive the email, and you can then decide how you'd like to pay that invoice, from your credit card, bank account, or set up your own private BPAY bill of payment to pay the invoice.
Fantastic. I mean, the options are unlimited, unbelievable.
They are.
and so just to recap for everybody, the four different options that you deal with, was it credit card? FPOS?
Yeah, mobile FPOS
terminals.
A direct debiting solution. So if someone is looking at, if for instance, you're an accountant, a financial planner, a personal trainer, where you're looking at recouping automatically fees owed to you each week, fortnight or month from a client,
gotcha.
That's the solution that would enable that to happen for you. The Xero accounting software, so working with Xero.
It's totally virtual, no hardware needed for that.
No, that's right.
Yep.
And the last solution is an online payment gateway. So people wanting to accept payments on their websites.
Okay, so how does that's different, obviously. That's more of a e-commerce type.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Solution,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm receiving less inquiries down that line now because most people that are looking for an e-commerce solution are using Xero.
Right.
And they're using that solution within Xero to take care of that need.
Gotcha. Okay. But there's that option available as well. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I'd love to hear another example or two of how you might have helped somebody really change their business just with a solution that you could provide.
Yeah, certainly, Darren. Got a classic example. A classic example is names are withheld.
Of course. Especially when they're dealing with financial data.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a very, very busy, thriving, long-standing medical center here on the Gold Coast.
Yep, great.
They have four receptionists there, and it's actually, you know, where I go to myself for my medical needs.
Yep.
And I had an appointment with the three doctors who are also the directors of the business. And in talking to them, something that's always very important to me to understand is the goals of the business.
Yep.
The director said, "Mark, we'd like to have another receptionist out the front there. As you know, we're busy." I said, "You sure are." Mm-hmm. So I said, just offhand, what would that receptionist cost you? And they said about 50K plus super.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So what they had given me prior and what I'd already analysed is they'd given me the last 3 months of their merchant statements.
Gotcha.
So they had two terminals with the NAB. So I'd actually, with my calculated brain that I have sometimes when it's working, I had calculated that they were paying to the National Bank in excess of $125,000 a year in bank fees for two FPOS terminals.
And there you go. There's two people for you.
Absolutely. So what I said to them is exactly that, Darren. I said, right, doctors, how would you feel if I could show you a way that you can get that extra receptionist out the front? Because I didn't think they could afford her.
Yeah.
Him, I should say. I don't want to be sexist. And still have at least $70,000 a year back in your cash flow.
Fantastic.
So they, I just about had to resuscitate the three of them at one time.
<That's right>.
So yeah, that's one story, and
that's fantastic.
It is, and probably what I'd like to pinpoint by that is a lot of people may think that their business is too small for me to help them.
Right.
I'll just dispel that myth this way and say we never know unless we try.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is there is no cost in talking to me.
Yep, absolutely.
So if I can't save you money, I will not waste your time. I'll be honest and tell you.
I love that. And I've been podcasting with a lot of great coaches in, you know, the last few months. And one thing that I hear constantly is a really great catchphrase that coaches use. And they say, you never know what you don't know.
Exactly right.
And that's perfectly fitting here.
Yeah, so very true. Like I wouldn't know how to run your podcast software from your side of the screen, Darren.
not that hard. You never know what you don't know. So, you know, because we all get so caught up in our own area of specialty, in our own lane, and we forget and we don't understand even what is actually available to us. So we need to speak to people that deal in this and specialize in this, and then it's amazing what we can actually achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I respect everyone for their judgment, and you know, probably the main comment I get from most of the people I talk to is, Mark, where have you been hiding? People say, how long have you been around? So they're all dumbfounded. But, you know, as I keep saying to people year over year, is that there's a well-worn path over 100 years right straight down to your bank.
Yep.
Whoever you bank with. Hey, I need some help.
Yep.
But what you've got to consider now is, and I'm not going to attack the banks, that's not my nature, but what you've got to consider now is not only take what's important too is you've got to take time out of your business to go and perhaps go and mystery shop the banks who has the EOS terminal.
And read through all the product disclosure. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. So I'm here to give people that advice. I also understand that when people used to apply for a bank loan, no disrespect to anyone reading the Bible or any Christians at all, but they'd give you a book that looks like the Bible.
Wow.
So I've streamlined that down to a 2-page PDF that I require with information.
Fantastic. Well done. Well done. Sensational.
So, yeah. So thank you, Darren. Yeah, but they're sort of the products I deal with. And, yeah, that's the industry I'm in.
Oh, that's excellent. And so if people want to get in touch with you to learn more about, you know, what's available, what's the best way for them to do that?
Look, I will say this. I rely on whatever's easier for the person at the other end wanting to make contact with me. Right. I'll never dictate to people the way to contact me is such and such. That's just who I am.
Awesome.
So if someone wanted to pick up a phone, they can call me. And my mobile number is 0419-762-478.
Perfect.
Please, if you leave me a message, at present I'm doing about 40 to 50 interviews a week at present, so most times I'll probably be in a meeting when you're trying to call me, but be rest assured, I will call you back as soon as humanly possible.
Fantastic.
They can reach my website, which is www.costlesspaymentsolutions.com.
Beautiful.
My email is mark.grant@costlesspaymentsolutions.com.
Beautiful.
They could connect with me on LinkedIn, and they can also find me on Facebook.
Fantastic. And on your website, do you link out to all those social media platforms? And obviously you have your phone number and your email. And
Yeah, I do. I've even got an inquiry form on my website as well. Right. So if someone wants to do that. Whatever's easier for someone wanting to make contact with me, it's fine by me.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, for everybody out there, I'm going to put all those links and details in the show notes. But easy just to jump on Mark's website and you'll be able to probably link to everything within the click of a button and get in touch with him ASAP.
Yes, thank you.
Fantastic. But Mark, that's been really fascinating to understand a bit more about this world of payment solutions and surcharges and what we can and can't do. and you know, just, you know, understanding that whole hidden little world behind the scenes, really.
Yeah, no, thank you, Darren. My pleasure to try and convey some of my knowledge, and hopefully, you know, if I've helped someone in some small way, well, that's the highlight of my day today.
Fantastic, mate. And I always like to ask everybody at the end, maybe if you can leave us with one or two tips or tricks or ideas or things that we can implement straight away that might help us in our journey.
Yeah, sure. Once again, what I'm about to say, I'm not attacking the banks. But if you have a payment solution, FPOS, direct debiting, Xero, or an online payment gateway solution with a bank or financial services provider, and you have not heard from that bank in 12 months, I would ask you to make contact with them. Obviously, today you've realized that there are solutions out there which can be provided to you with no fees.
Yeah.
So I would approach your bank and say, well, hey, Mr. Bank Manager, what are you going to do to retain me as a client?
Love it.
So that'd be one. Secondly, if you have a lending product — I don't deal in lending products, but just once, you know, with the cost of living pressures in the back of my mind — if you have a home loan or a credit card or some sort of lending product with a bank, and you have, once again, haven't heard from them in 12 months, I would suggest you contact them directly and ask them the same question. Fantastic. What are you going to do to retain me as a client?
Yep, very true. Because they don't come to you, you have to go to them. That's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And it's amazing what solutions are available when you just ask the question.
Yeah, absolutely. Because now, you know, in the world of finance, you've got mortgage brokers out there that do the legwork for you and present you with the best deal possible.
Yep. Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, some very, very sound advice there. And I'm sure that that'll help a lot of people. But
I hope so, Darren. That's certainly where I come from anyway.
Fantastic. Excellent. But Mark, I just really say thank you. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
No, my pleasure,
sharing
Darren.
Your wealth of knowledge and expertise in this area. And
My pleasure to help.
Very valuable for everybody out there.
No, thank you, Darren.
Awesome, mate. So everybody out there, if you want to get in touch with Mark, feel free. He'll happily have a conversation with you about your needs. And as you can see, he's a lovely guy. So just give him a buzz.
They can't see me yet.
to be disclosed, costlesspaymentsolutions.com. So for everybody out there, have a great day. That was episode 61. So we'll be back tomorrow for episode 62. And Mark Grant, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Darren. Pleasure.
My pleasure. Bye for now.
See you.